At its most northern point, China is hundreds of miles from the Arctic Circle, but its leaders want a say in how the region is governed. As Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports, China's first ever national policy on the Arctic reveals its expansive ambitions in the far north.
This is from China's Government Information Office as it announced the new policy.
China is determined to better know the Arctic, protect the Arctic, utilize the Arctic, and participate in the governance of the Arctic.
The policy says China will cooperate with others on development in the region, including new shipping routes it calls a Polar Silk Road, after the ancient trade routes connecting China to Europe. New Zealand professor Anne-Marie Brady says this is the first white paper China has ever issued for a region outside its own territory, and it demonstrates the country's growing assertiveness in global affairs.
China is stepping into the power vacuum of global leadership since the Trump administration came to power, and it's preparing to shape the new world order.
Brady spoke at a forum organized by the Wilson Center, a Washington, D.C. think tank. Another participant, Robert Daly of the Kissinger Institute, says it's natural for China to play a major role in the Arctic, particularly when it comes to science, trade, and financing. But he says the big question is how other countries are going to react. Daly says the Chinese policy uses certain phrases like the shared future of mankind to portray itself as a benevolent force interested only in economic globalization.
But note that the last sentence of this important document reads like this: China will advance Arctic-related cooperation under the Belt and Road Initiative. That's about as important as a preposition can be in this world. Under the Belt and Road Initiative.
Belt and Road is the banner for how China wants to expand its influence around the world. It's a global development policy Chinese President Xi Jinping announced in 2013. Daly says extending that China-centric policy to the Arctic isn't a good idea.
China's participation can be welcomed within existing frameworks, but this notion that China will lead it under Belt and Road has to be resisted, rejected, countered.
China is not brand new to the region. It's had observer status at the Arctic Council since 2013. The country has one polar icebreaker and is building a second. And it's a major investor in Russia's Yamal liquefied natural gas facility. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.